I mentioned earlier on the Irwin family has a long history of racing motorcycles in this country, and in fact, not just here, but United States and Mexico. And Tom Irwin is a former Canadian champion, and he now runs Tom Irwin Adventure Tours. It's an ATV snowmobile and off-road motorcycle tour operator, and he joins us this morning to talk to us about that from Calabogie. Good morning. How are you?
I'm very good. How about yourself?
Doing great, Tom. How are things in Calabogie? Do we have snow up there this morning?
Surprisingly, yes, we do. Just a light dusting, but it's certainly a sign of things to come.
Oh, boy. You're just outside of Ottawa, right? You're about 80K west of Ottawa?
That's correct. About an hour's drive west from Ottawa.
Yeah, perfect.
We're right in the Canadian Shield. It's very
nice,
very beautiful up here. Yeah.
So, tell me about the business, the family business. How long has this been going on?
This is my third year doing it.
Nice.
We did run a motorcycle dealership in Cornwall for 80 years.
Okay.
My grandfather started, my dad ran it, and then I sold my share of the business to do this.
Nice. And this is fairly unique. It's a fairly unique operation in that when it comes to off-road motorcycle tours, there's just not that many folks around that are running them. You got some ATV businesses and certainly snowmobile businesses, but off-road motorcycle tours is kind of cool. Tell us about the business itself, would you?
Sure. My main business turns out to be ATV tours.
Mm-hmm.
With the motorcycles, it's a very selected and it's a very rough terrain up here. So we get a lot of intermediate riders that want to be adventurous, and it's wonderful in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
With the ATVs, it seems that I have what we call a lot of people. We call them weekend warriors who
mm-hmm.
live in Ottawa or Toronto and looking for excitement and want to go in the wilderness, but want to do it safely without the need to purchase an expensive vehicle.
Yeah, no kidding. So you offer a complete package then? They don't bring their own vehicle, you offer vehicles for them?
We do both. We do supply ATVs and snowmobiles with all the necessary equipment, gear, passes, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And then people have the option of bringing their own vehicles if they want to. And with the motorcycles, they do bring their own motorcycles.
Okay, cool. And what level of expertise would one have to use your services?
We offer basically all three ranges. We do have for the beginner, and we get a lot of people who have never ridden one before. I'm a certified snowmobile instructor, so we
mm-hmm.
do take people, teach them how to ride, how to use a throttle, how to brake, and then we have people who do want to be a little bit more advanced, that want to do some exotic hill climbing, and we get about five beautiful mountain views that are very accessible within a day's ATV ride from here, so we can kind of accommodate everybody. Everybody usually gets a little bit dirty and comes back smiling.
You got to get some dirt on you to really be an ATVer or a motorcyclist or any of that stuff, right?
That's correct, yes.
So are these overnight trips, or do you camp out, or are these just day trips?
At the moment, I just do day trips.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of accommodations in Calabogie, so a lot of people will come in for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a Calabogie Motorsports, which is a top class road racing track.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually rent a race car, take race lessons that way. We do have a ski hill and some very good golf courses, so it's a good fun area to be in.
Well, sounds fantastic. Now, if you had to choose between those three, and that is snowmobiling, ATVing, and motorcycling, off-road, obviously, which would be the most difficult?
The most difficult would be the bike riding
it
on
is.
The motorcycles.
Yeah,
the snowmobiles would probably be the easiest. Because on the snowmobiles, we're usually on groomed trails, where the ATVs, we do use Renfrew County ATV trails, but we've also got probably close to 600 kilometers of Crown Land trails and Minister Roads and mountain climbs here.
Wow.
So it's a little bit of everything. It's awesome.
Very cool. Can you give us an indication of what it would cost somebody to experience it?
The most popular one for people, if it's going to be the first time, would be probably a side-by-side.
Mm-hmm.
And for husband and wife, you'd be looking at $359 for a half day.
For a half day. And that would include sort of a closed circuit where they start here and end up here kind of thing?
Yeah, it would be starting at our shop in right down Calabogie.
Mm-hmm.
Calbogie is an ATV-friendly town. We are allowed to drive ATVs and snowbills and everything right down Main Street without any.
Nice.
They even have speed limits posted for ATVs in town. That's how ATV-friendly it is. The first one would be driving out of town about 3 kilometers, and then we hit the trails right away. And we've also partnered up with the ski hills. So if somebody wanted to, we do have permission to take people by ATV or dirt bike right to the very top of the ski hill, which is very unique for to be allowed to do that.
Oh, sounds fantastic. For listeners interested, you can go to TomIrwinAdventureTours.com. That's TomIrwinAdventureTours.com. Perfect time of year to get into some snowmobiling. I mean, another few weeks, hopefully, folks will be able to enjoy it.
Yep, perfect.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it, man.
My pleasure. Thanks, Angela. Thank you.
Tom Irwin, Tom Irwin Adventure Tours, Tom Irwin AdventureTours.com is the site. That's something, see, I see you going and experiencing now.
I love doing that stuff.
You can go right from your trailer.
Yes, exactly.
Perfect. More Journal after this, don't you dare go away.